Alas, poor Yorin. I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He had borne me on his back 1,000 times. And now, how abhorred in my imagination it is. My gorge rises at it. Here hung those lips that I have kissed, I know not how on. Where be your gibes now, your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar? Not one now to mock your own grinning? Quite chapfallen? Now, get you to my lady's chamber and tell her, let her paint an inch thick. To this favor she must come. Make her laugh at that. But soft a while. Here comes the king, the queen, the courtiers. Who is this they follow, and with such maimed rites? This doth betoken the course they follow did with desperate hand fordo its own life. 'Twas of some estate. Couch we a while and mark. What? The fair Ophelia. I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not with all their quantity of love make up my sum. What wilt thou do for her? Swoons, show me what thou do. Would weep, would fight, would fast, would tear thyself, would drink a basil, eat a crocodile? I'll do it. Just come here to whine, to outface me with leaping in the grave. Be buried quick with her, and so will I. And if thou prate of mountains, let them throw millions of acres on us, till our ground, singeing his pate against a burning zone, make us alike a wart. Nay, and thou mouth, I'll rant as well as thou.